Let's talk about adjuvant trastuzumab Herceptin. It's certainly been one of the most exciting things that's happened in terms of adjuvant systemic therapy, and a lot is happening there. Can you kind of track out what happened and what's been going on right now in that regard?
Yeah, I agree with you that the use of trastuzumab in the adjuvant setting has been the greatest advance that we've had in the treatment of women with breast cancer. Historically, HER2-positive disease has carried with it a poor prognosis. And I think now it's a little less clear how women who get trastuzumab in the adjuvant setting will do. I mean, when Dennis Slamon presented results showing that these women had a much higher risk of recurrence, that was before we had a targeted therapy that could effectively treat these women. And I think it's very exciting to know that we may be altering the natural history of this disease. I think more studies are needed for the use of trastuzumab in the subcentimeter population of patients. And also, I'd love to see a study with trastuzumab without chemotherapy, because the Herceptin may be the most important part of that treatment, but we don't really know that just yet.
Can you kind of provide an overview of what these trials have looked at and roughly what they've seen?
Sure. So there were studies that took place in North America. There was the NSABP trial and the intergroup study that was presented by Romand. Those two studies were combined, and that looked at an anthracycline and taxane-based regimen. The NCCTG trial, the intergroup study, did AC followed by Taxol, and that Taxol was weekly paclitaxel. The NSABP study did it a little bit differently. They did just Q3-week paclitaxel, but they merged these studies and combine the results, and the arms that contained Herceptin very clearly showed a tremendous reduction in the risk of recurrence and an improvement in overall survival. The Europeans designed a very different study, which is, I think, a great addition to our treatment because it gives us some versatility. The Europeans allowed physicians to give any type of chemotherapy, and then women were randomized after completing their surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation to Herceptin versus no Herceptin. So it was really a sequencing of the targeted agent after chemotherapy. And they also showed a very powerful reduction in the risk of recurrence and an improvement in survival. And what's interesting is the Europeans had less cardiac toxicity. And that is tricky to interpret in that patients who had had probably a drop in their ejection fraction during chemotherapy were probably not eligible to get Herceptin and that they were screened prior to going on the study. So that group was probably a group of patients who were less likely to develop heart failure going forward, but still it's an interesting alternative for patients, and you can give the chemotherapy and then follow it with Herceptin. Whether Herceptin is better in combination with chemotherapy or whether the sequencing strategy is as effective is a question that's still not yet answered by the intergroup trial.